Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Interception.
Touchdown.
Der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer Special-Ausgabe von Interception, der Football-Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de. Ihr habt vielleicht mitbekommen, dass in der letzten Woche einige NFL-Spiele in Deutschland waren. Der Grund dafür ist das American Football Without Barriers Camp. Seit 2013 reisen dafür NFL-Spiele durch die Welt und wollen den Sport bekannter machen. Dieses Jahr waren sie in Deutschland und haben in Oberhausen das Camp abgehalten. Ich war zwar nicht als Spieler vor Ort, aber dennoch wollte ich die Chance nutzen, um mit den Profis zu sprechen. Einer von ihnen war D'Angelo Williams, der als Running Back bei den Carolina Panthers und Pittsburgh Steelers gespielt hat. Williams, der 2016 seine Karriere beendete, war wohl die Attraktion des Wochenendes aufgrund seiner lockeren Art, die man auch im Interview merken kann. Ich habe mit ihm unter anderem über seine Karriere, die Situation bei den Pittsburgh Steelers und seinen Hass gegen Dallas Cowboys gesprochen.
So, with me here is D'Angelo Williams, former player for the Carolina Panthers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's talk about first about the program, why you're here in Germany. How did you become part of the football camp?
Well, Gary Barnes is one of my really good friends, and he came up with the concept when he was in college. And, you know, he brought it to the NFL, well, not to the NFL, but when he got to the NFL, he knew exactly what he wanted to do. He just figured out how to fund it. So he figured out how to fund it in terms of like sponsorships and things of that nature. And that's how I kind of ended up with him. The first trip from China, Shanghai, Beijing, to where we are right now, it's been leaps and bounds. And, you know, football's growing. We want to grow American football, you know, and get it. I mean, we're trying to have a borderless wall when it comes to delivering the game to the masses.
So you have been to all of the international states. Which one did you like most so far?
Say that again.
Which day, which camp did you like most? Which country?
Oh, which country did I like so far? I'm gonna say Shanghai, man. Okay. Shanghai, Beijing, and China, because that's one of my favorite places in the world. Is Shanghai,
yeah.
One, and then two. You know, it was the first camp. It was that first brick in building this foundation in terms of making it strong and make it long lasting and affecting a lot of lives. And, you know, we've been to, you know, seven or eight right now, countries. So it's been a great ride.
Yeah, that's good. And it's actually great that you bring football around the country, around the world, so that more people get to play it. You've been in Germany like 2 days, 3 days already?
Yes, we got to Germany Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. Okay, so what did you see so far and how do you like Germany until right now?
What I've seen so far, we took the Autobahn in. And, you know, in the States, that's what you hear most about is the fact that you guys don't have a speed limit.
True.
And that, you know, the accidents are very few and far between. And I was like, dude, you know, I'm trying to get you guys to help us petition the States. So we can get rid of speed limits. Because we have speed limits and crash and you guys don't and everything's fine. And I'm like, dang, man, it'd be nice to not have speed limits.
I can imagine. So let's talk a little bit about football. You were with the Carolina Panthers first.
Yes.
How did you like the Carolina Panthers as an organization? How they helped you as a professional athlete?
Well, they gave me my first start. The coach that was there at the time was Coach Fox.
Fox.
Coach,
yeah.
John Fox was the coach that was there first. And Skipper was my running back coach. And Marty Herney was my GM. So with them bringing me in and showing me the love that they showed me, you know, it changed over the years because, you know, John Fox turned into Coach Rivera, and then, you know, Marty Herney turned into Gettleman, Dave. And, you know, with those changes came new changes for us, and they wanted to move in a different direction after a few years of playing under that regime, and I ended up with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, you know, I'll forever be grateful for the opportunity of getting drafted in the first round and the them choosing me and giving me that opportunity to start in National Football League.
You also played with Cam Newton as a quarterback. How is he as a person? Because in Germany he's seen very different. Some people say he's arrogant, some people like him, some don't. What's your opinion of him?
Oh, the same opinion you guys have about him in Germany is the same opinion that they have about him in the States. It depends on your perspective of him. You know, he's just like any other player. You know, when not playing well, doesn't, you know, give off the best of vibes, and when he's playing well, you know, he gives off the greatest of vibes. I mean, I don't think he reacts or acts any different than Tom Brady or any other quarterback. I think the fact is that, you know, at his position, you want your quarterback to follow the types of quarterbacks that came before him, but you can't hold him to the same standards as other older quarterbacks, because he's still young, he's still making plays. You know, he spent 1 year in college. So there's one year in college with Auburn before he really played, because he played in Florida behind, I can't think of his name, Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow,
Tim Tebow. So it was a little different. So he came along, but yeah, the same vibes that you guys get is the same vibes they get in the States. And it's tough to answer that question, but I try.
Sure. Again, let's talk about Pittsburgh Steelers. You were the backup of Le'Veon Bell. How you see him as a person? Because right now, you know, with all the things going on with him right now, you're still great friends, so you have a great connection with him.
Oh, absolutely. He's a good friend, man. A really good friend. I stand behind Le'Veon for everything he's doing and he's saying, because, you know, you can never win with an organization, because regardless of who you are as a fan, you're going to always be loyal to the team that that you cheer for. And those players necessarily will be different, but you'll still continue to cheer for the same team. So they get a little pissed off and upset when you leave their team. And it doesn't matter in which manner you leave the team, you know, they get upset about it. And, you know, if you get cut, they're not as upset, because it's their organization that caused the pain. So they can accept that, but they just can't accept when the player causes it.
There's also lots of talk about Big Ben right now with Antonio Brown that he says, I don't get the respect of him. How are those people, are they the perception that we have in the media right now? Is it true, or is it like something totally different as they are not with the media?
Well, I don't necessarily understand the beef that they have or what's going on in Pittsburgh as a whole. I just know that there is some friction there, and there is some resistance in some aspect, whether it be Antonio Brown or whether it be Ben Roethlisberger. But I can say this, when you've been a quarterback in the National Football League for over 10 plus years, you're getting paid the money that these guys are getting paid, you tend to feel like you could potentially be an owner or have that level of respect where you feel as if you can make those calls. I understand.
So let's talk about what's happened after football. So what are you doing right now after you're not playing anymore?
Well, I travel the world. I dive into different cultures, because I think that's a pretty cool thing to do, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to work so hard that when I'm done working, I didn't have to work again. And, you know, I'm thankful to be in the position that I'm in. But literally, I just travel the world, spend time with my wife and kids, because I love doing that, and they travel the world with me.
So we heard that you're not a Cowboys fan. Tell us the story. What's behind?
I totally 100 emphatically, I really dislike the Cowboys and their fans. They're just annoying, bro. Like, the team hasn't did anything since Troy Aikman.
True.
And, you know, when Troy Aikman retired, he took the entire Cowboys team with him. Jerry Jones, the Spirit, and all the coaches that ever take the throne there. They always live in the past. They can't get over the 5 Super Bowls when they were good. That was 95. Give it up. It was the 90s. You know, it's like we ruled the 80s and 49ers, the 90s, the Cowboys ruled it, and the 2000s, the Patriots did. Like, we get it. We understand it. Like, move on. It's over. They're just annoying. And I'm a 49ers.
Okay.
Yeah, so all you Cowboy fans out there, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Dez Bryant did not catch that ball. You guys did not get cheated. Dak is not a franchise quarterback. And Ezekiel Elliott is a really good running back.
Okay, so then these are the words for the Cowboys. Let's talk. You're still here like for like a few days. What do you want to do, and especially what German food do you want to try out? As I saw, you already tried currywurst.
You know, I don't know. I want to, what German cuisine would be considered odd, because I want to eat something that's like synonymous for Germany. Like what's a delicacy that maybe it's an animal intestine or some of that nature, or is it just like, is there any of those like off the grid things that maybe Germans eat?
So maybe it's called Maultasche. Maybe it's in the south. Maybe there could be something that is not very common around the world. Spätzle.
What is that?
It's like it's a little bit like spaghetti, but different.
Okay, like yeah, something like that. Where it's like where you cook like a special like dish of it, yeah, at certain holidays.
Oh, you should go with Eisbein.
What is Eisbein?
It's like a pork thing, and it's down in Bavaria. You definitely should try it.
Right. I want to try something like that. Yeah. So I'm like, oh yeah, I tried that. When you see it on Food Network, when you see all these other American TV shows that travel around the country, like I just want to try something like that.
Great. So I wish you all the best. Thanks for having us here. I mean, you have been probably one of the greatest guys. It was one of the autographs. You did everything, right?
Yeah, well, my thing is like, you know, when you stand in that line for as long as you stand in that line and you're a fan of a team or a player, like, you don't want to just come up, get an autograph, and like, in that fleeting moment, miss everything. So I try to let people know, like, this is an experience. Like, it's not every day that American football players come over to other countries to present this great game.
Das war D'Angelo Williams. Wir sind damit zwar am Ende dieser Ausgabe, aber ich habe noch einige andere Spieler sprechen können. Also hört euch auch die anderen Ausgaben an. Unter anderem ist auch ein Interview mit Super Bowl-Sieger Bacavius Mingo dabei. Zudem kommt die Tage unser großer Saisonrückblick bzw. Vorschau zu jedem einzelnen Team in der NFL. Wenn euch das interessieren könnte, abonniert unseren Feed, folgt uns auch gerne bei Twitter und auf Facebook. Dort findet ihr uns unter dem Handle InterceptionFT. Wir freuen uns zudem, wenn ihr mit uns in Kontakt tretet und uns sagt, was ihr besser machen könnt, beziehungsweise zu welchen Themen ihr euch meine Ausgabe wünschen würdet. Wir haben schon ein paar Dinge in Planung, weswegen ihr unbedingt weiter einschalten solltet bei Interception, der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Wie viele Kaffees waren es heute schon? Kaffee spielt im Leben vieler eine sehr große Rolle. Und das nicht nur zu Hause oder im Café, sondern auch am Arbeitsplatz. Dafür gibt es Lavazza Professional. Kaffee am Arbeitsplatz, der genauso lecker schmeckt wie in eurem Lieblingscafé. Die perfekte Kaffeelösung für jede Art von Unternehmen. Klein, mittel, groß. Ihr habt auf jeden Fall einen Kaffee, der schmeckt. Die richtige Motivation für eure Arbeitstage. Alle Infos zu Lavazza Professional findet ihr auf lavazzapro.de mit allen Kaffeelösungen für euer Büro.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Interception.
Touchdown.
Der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Wir klingen nicht nur gut, wenn wir direkt am Spielfeldrand stehen.
Die Adler Mannheim bleiben der Tabellenführer in der deutschen Eishockeyliga.
Oder direkt von der Schanze berichten.
Wir haben einen spannenden ersten Durchgang gesehen bei den Springern. Kamil Stoch führt vor Zielen Bartholz.
Wir sehen dabei auch noch gut aus. Borgia Sauerland ist offizieller Ausstatter von meinsportpodcast.de. Borgia Sauerland. Berufsbekleidung, Arbeitsschutz und mehr auf borgia-sauerland.de.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.